Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. On Saturday, state lawmakers wrapped up the budget with a bow. Perhaps no one was happier about it than Assemblyman Roger Hernandez of West Covina. He'd scheduled his wedding for that afternoon in Southern California. Perhaps he was that confident because of the Democrats' supermajority in Sacramento. Whatever the case, he's hitched to Baldwin Park City Councilwoman Susan Rubio. Assemblyman Luis Alejo of the Monterey Bay Area posted a photo of the happy couple on Twitter. Back to the budget now. Among other things, the $96 billion spending plan includes money to implement new Common Core standards for K-12 schools, Charlotte Bear reports.
California's English and math teachers have to master a different way of teaching by the fall of 2014.
Instead of just asking students to know and understand math facts or English literature stories, we're asking them to actually have a deep understanding of the content and to do something with it.
Tammy Calzadillas is in charge of implementing Common Core at Merced Union High School District. She says teachers won't just be the sage on the stage. Now they'll be facilitators while students do hands-on projects to show what they've learned. That means retraining teachers.
This is an act of love on their part because nobody gives up their summer.
The state education department starts its own training today. Superintendent Tom Torlakson expects 150 teachers.
We can't postpone and keep waiting. Next school year, we need to be ready to take pilot tests and see how the students react and how they work with this new thinking.
The new state budget gives schools more than $1 billion to ease the transition. For the California Report, I'm Charlotte Bear.
The new budget delivers big changes for the state's foster children. Those kids will now be counted as a separate group under the state's Academic Performance Index in a bid to hold schools accountable for their performance. Less than half earn a high school diploma. It's not just a question of test scores. Many foster kids feel isolated and alienated at school. Catherine Barron of EdSource Today tells us about one program that provides emotional and practical support to help foster children succeed.
A few weeks ago, an 18-year-old girl we're calling Sarah to protect her privacy graduated from Monterey Trail High School near Sacramento. Sarah has been in foster care on and off since she was 4 and figures she's attended at least one school a year during that time. She never even thought about graduating from high school.
Before, I didn't want to go to school. I was cutting school, and my grades were really, really low. I just wanted to ditch school, hang out with my friends, boyfriend, be the wild child, basically.
By before, Sarah means before transferring to Monterey Trail in Elk Grove Unified School District in her junior year.
I was getting a lot of fights at my old school, so my foster mom, we moved, and she was like, "You're not going back."
Slim with light brown hair, she's soft-spoken, but with a raw, sad quality about her. She says she and her brothers and sisters were removed from their home due to physical and emotional abuse. She was separated from them and felt angry and alone. At Monterey Trail, Sarah found a community of other students just like her in a life skills class for foster youth taught by Mike Jones.
One of these weekends, I think what we're going to do is have a either take a Saturday or Sunday and just have kind of a stupid fun day. Just invite whoever wants to come foster youth-wise. It's going to be just kind of an excuse to barbecue, have some fun.
Jones leans on a low bookshelf in the school library, holding papers with information for students about everything from senior projects to parties. Once a week, about 20 foster youth in grades 9 through 12 meet with him to learn study skills and start developing a plan for success after high school. They also talk about whatever is on their mind in a safe, non-judgmental place. Jones had already piloted the program in another Elk Grove High School, where it was the first of its kind in the state.
A kid doesn't wear a sign that says I'm in foster care or I don't have family or something's wrong. So having that weekly contact and that steady relationship with the youth, when we see some of our foster youth and we know, last week you were great, this week something's up, we know something happened outside that student needs to be sat down and, vent what's going on and what can we do to help?
So once I got here, I was like, oh, I'm not alone. There's people who are in the same situation as me. So it made me like feel good that like I had someone to talk to if I needed to. We could all support each other in like a time of need.
There are about 500 foster youth in Elk Grove Unified 64 schools, more than in most other districts. Statewide, there are nearly 60,000 foster youth, and they often struggle academically. Here's the figure that's really telling for students like Sarah, who just donned their caps and gowns. By 11th grade, nearly half of foster youth drop out. That's twice as high as other students. Jones says given their instability, it's not surprising.
It's hard to care about algebra or biology or English when you're not real sure where your head is going to be in 5 days. You know, you don't know if you're going to be sleeping in your bed or a group home bed or some strange place.
Along with the big challenges, the class also addresses the small but tangible support that allows foster youth to participate in all aspects of school. Jones makes sure that students who can't afford it can still get yearbooks, student activity cards, backpacks, shampoo, and even prom tickets and prom clothes.
When are senior ball tickets for sale?
March 11th.
It's March 11th.
The early bird.
Will you make a list?
I will.
So give her your name.
The district won't know for a few months how successful the classes are, but at the school that piloted the program, foster youth get better grades and have fewer discipline problems and higher attendance rates. And at Monterey Trail High School, Jones says all 5 seniors in the class made it to graduation. Sarah says this program changed her attitude and her goals.
I don't want what happened to me to define my future. I don't want to be that girl I used to be. So I just want to make my sibling proud. I want to make myself proud. I want to make my grandma and my grandpa proud.
She now has a 3.0 grade point average, and after graduation plans to attend community college and then transfer into a university for a medical assistant program. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Barron.
That's the California Report for Monday, June 17th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. And the California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges.